Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boonmagura. Thank you, member supporters. On today's program, I'll play several recordings by French composers Georges Auric, Louis Duret, Arthur Honegger, Darius Milhaud, Francis Poulenc, and Germaine Taillefer, who all informally formed the group Les Six, under the guidance of famed French composer Eric Satie and filmmaker, playwright, and writer Jean Cocteau. Although perceived as a united group, the individual style and aesthetic of these composers could not have been more different, but what unified them was their reaction against both the hyper-romantic style of Wagner and the perceived ultra-refinement found in Impressionism and the French music of the day. Milhaud once wrote, "We are simply linked by friendship and mutual respect for what we are doing." Jean Cocteau has assumed the role of our spokesman, a role he has taken quite seriously, which flatters and amuses us, because he has all the gifts but one for music. Some of the composers favored the introduction of popular folk and music hall elements into art song as a way of making it more accessible. Rarely referred to as Les Six during their time, a term coined by critic Henri Collet, Satie referred to them as Les Nouveaux Jeunes, the New Youth, and the true period of this unofficial union is relegated to the years of 1917 to about 1920-21. So with the exception of one composer, the music we will listen to today from each of the five of Les Six dates from the particular time of 1917 to 20 or 21 to get a true sense of each composer. We begin with the music of Georges Auric, considered by Cocteau to be the most important member of Les Six, and he was also considered to be the most intelligent by the members of the group. Poulenc consulted with Auric on his Le Bestiaire, which we'll hear later in the hour. For now, we begin with Auric's Les Joues en Jeu, numbers 2 and 3, Déjeuner de Soleil and Poulouse with tenor Martial de Fontaine and pianist Alain Jacquot.
Thank you.
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, and we're enjoying the music of Les Six. We now turn to the songs of Louis Duret, the least likely member of Cocteau's group. He was the first to distance himself from Les Six. Today, we'll hear Duret's Hommage à Satie with baritone François Leroux and famed collaborative pianist Graham Johnson. And because I think it's fascinating to hear as a comparison, we'll listen to Duret's version of Apollinaire's Bestiaire before hearing Poulenc's version later this hour. Duret's version is much larger, so we can only hear excerpts of it today with bass baritone Stephen Varcot, again with Graham Johnson.
Que nous chaux Venise l'os, seul Raymond, mettons d'un camp, trousse encore la défroque grecque. Point. Danse devant l'Européen ahuri et sa femme aussi. Coda, chante ce qu'il fallait démontrer.
Oiseau dans le pelage traîne à terre.
Thanks for listening to Singing and Other Sins. We now move to our third composer, Arthur Honegger. As with Duret, Honegger's songs are often undervalued, and there are some fine melody among them. While an admirer of Wagner and Debussy, Honegger was also a lover of jazz music. Today we'll hear his Six Poèmes on text by Apollinaire, with soprano Rachel Josselson and pianist René Lecourna.
Thank you.
Singing in Other Sins, that's what you're listening to. Now we turn to arguably the second most famous composer in the group, Darius Milhaud, who nonetheless remains in Poulenc's shadow even today. Milhaud's music is terribly difficult to sing and not always kind to the singer, but authority Graham Johnson recommends that Milhaud's music needs above all frequent performances by good singers to better familiarize listeners who might then begin to warm to his unconventionalities. We'll hear seven songs, all under the title Catalogue des Fleurs, followed by Les Soirées de Petrograd, that begins with six short songs under the title L'Ancien Régime, and ends with another six songs under the title La Révolution. All will be performed by mezzo-soprano Gheorghe Dombrady and pianist Lambert Bumillier.
Thank you. L'orgueilleuse. La révoltée. La martiale. L'infidèle. La perverse.
Quelle était donc tentatrice lors du bal au palais des vins, la gorge de l'ambassadrice sous les charmes du lavant. Sa fuite en sacré, les colombes s'appellent en plus d'un corps, sous le manteau du
l'irrésolu. La grand-mère de la Révolution.
Qu'un jour à la gare Alexandre,
les journées d'août.
C'est vous qu'au palais de Torino, funeste privilège, j'évoque par ce jour torride, princesse de collège.
Monsieur Protopopov.
Regardez ce monsieur qui remonte la limousine et cause avec Viroubova que l'on dit sa cousine. L'esprit le comble de ses dons et voilà sa parole. Il en chante
le convive. La limousine. Le colonel Romanov.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Singing and Other Sins. We now move to composer Germaine Taillefer, the lone female voice of Les Six, who was originally born Marcel Taillefer before changing her name. Satie referred to her as his musical daughter, and Cocteau held her in such high regard that I think it's safe to say that she remained influenced by him throughout her career, much more so than the others. Unlike the other members of Les Six, Germaine Taillefer was very close to Fauré and Ravel and admired them greatly. Her most famous piece is undoubtedly Six Chansons Françaises, which we will hear now with French soprano Claire Gouton and pianist Christina Ariagno. It was actually composed much later than everything else curated today for you and falls outside that period of 1917 to 21 that I referenced earlier. Chanson Française wasn't composed until 1929.
Oh,
We end the hour with excerpts from the most famous composer from Les Six, Francis Poulenc. Poulenc's music was guided by the instincts of famed French baritone Martin Pierre Bernac, so that undoubtedly contributed to Poulenc's great success as a song composer. Early on, few might have predicted that Poulenc would have been the composer who succeeded Debussy and Ravel with the most name recognition, but his truly artistic sensibility combined with Bernac's guidance and advice on writing for the voice certainly makes Poulenc one of France's most prolific song composers. Today, we'll hear Le Bestiaire so that we can compare it to Duret's version that I played earlier this hour, and what good fortune we have the benefit of hearing the cycle with the composer himself at the piano and his collaborative partner Bernac singing.
Ah! ces quatre dromadaires, Dom Pedro d'Alfaro Beira, pour une moudée l'admira. Il fit ce que je voudrais faire si j'avais quatre dromadaires. De cette chair immense d'or, pour qui prit tant de peine Jason. Ne valent rien au prix des cheveux dont je suis. Si la fine sauterelle, la nourriture de Saint-Jean, puisse mes vers être comme elle, le régal des meilleurs Parfois ma joie éclate-t-elle, la vie est encore cruelle. Incertitude, ô mes délices, vous et moi, nous nous en allons comme s'en vont les écrevisses à reculons.
You've been listening to a range of diverse music, all from six composers who were, for a brief time, unofficially linked under the name Les Six. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. I look forward to having you with me on a future Singing in Other Sins. I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura. Aloha.